Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On Wednesday, I began a discussion of how Lansing Mayor Bonnero's fiscal 2016 budget not only is not balanced, as the mayor claimed, it is actually more than $10 million in deficit. Further, this budget is in violation of Lansing City Council Resolution 2014 number 253. You can listen to Wednesday's discussion by going to the archives of my commentaries available online at 1320wils.com. In an interview on this station last week, the mayor claimed that the budget includes $45 million of payments, almost 25% of total expenditures, to cover pensions and retiree health care benefits. What he did not disclose is that the city's liability for fiscal 2016 is almost certainly at least $10 million greater than the amount actually being funded. For fiscal 2012, for example, the city's unfunded liabilities increased by at least $37 million above and beyond what was paid that year. I don't have more recent data. However, some members of the city's financial health team appointed by the mayor have told me that the city's total unfunded liabilities again increased in fiscal year 2013. In his interview on this station last week, Mayor Bonnero stated that he is waiting for the financial health team to make recommendations for managing the unfunded liabilities in a manner that will not put Lansing City government into bankruptcy. Well, Mayor, you received these concrete, specific recommendations almost a year ago. As outlined in the report, the only way to make major cuts to unfunded liabilities is to change the city's policy on retiree health care benefits, which make up the bulk of the unfunded liabilities. Retiree health care benefits are generally established by policy and not by contract. All it would take to change this policy is action by the City Council. Such a change in Lansing City government policy would impact current and retired city employees, but this is the only practical option that would cut most of the unfunded liabilities while avoiding bankruptcy. This action would not be sufficient to balance Lansing's books on an accrual basis, but it would be required to avoid bankruptcy. Mayor Bonnero, you have known of this growing financial problem for more than two terms in office. Why has it taken you so long to even do this much? When will you and the City Council act on the recommendations you received last spring? Is the failure of you and the City Council to take action on the financial health team's concrete, specific recommendations a sign that you are not even performing the most important duties of your office? Does this mean that you don't deserve even your current compensation, much less merit a 20% increase? That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.